Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
I am so excited. So excited because I'm not on my own in the studio. Well, I'm not on my own because James was with me, but I've been joined by two fantastic, fabulous young ladies. I'd like you to please just introduce yourselves to our listener out there.
I'm Janaya, and I'm helping organise the Music Futures Festival at Aspire Creative Hub.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I'm Lydia. Doing the same thing.
And you're doing the same thing. Right. Now, give me a little bit of history, because you two are not just organising this, doing the old Simon Cowell bit. You are also performers in your own right, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, we're both performing at the festival.
Excellent.
We're both in youth bands.
And I know you told me off air, but can you just for the benefit of our listeners, what is your band called?
My band's called Smile.
Okay.
My band is called Blood Roses.
Excellent. And I understand you've got a single coming out shortly.
Yeah.
Excellent. What's the name of that single?
It's called Ruins of Love. We wrote it like 2 years ago now.
Excellent. You excited about that?
Yeah, it's very exciting. First single we're releasing.
And it's first of many, I hope.
Yeah.
And I've butted in on the show, haven't I, Dave? Sorry.
Yeah, Louise is saying that this lady does more overtime than anybody I know. Well, apart from Gary Jackson, who does two shows on a Saturday.
Yeah. All I was going to say was, what's quite incredible about this is that Lydia and Janaya are very young. So
they are.
Janaya's 15, Lydia's 16. And you wrote this song 2 years ago. So,
yeah.
You know, that just puts it into context, really. How amazing you both are.
And you also play an instrument, don't you?
Yeah, I play quite a few instruments. My main one's guitar.
Excellent. So you've been a musician for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So when did you realise you could start writing songs?
It was around the time that we wrote Ruins of Love. We kind of, me and Brandon and another one in my band, we both sat down one day and were like, we should write a song and write it, so.
Do you get sort of inspiration, both of you, do you get inspiration from... You know, a thought might come to you and say, oh, I can develop that. Or you might see something, or you might be in a certain place, or you might hear something that somebody said. I mean, these are all sort of threads. Do you pick up on that and think, oh, I could use that?
Well, it's kind of just like internal thoughts, like experiences. You go off your experiences and you write a song about it.
Yeah.
It's quite therapeutic to do that sometimes, to get your feelings down on paper and then to write it into a song.
Yes, I do quite a bit of that myself, but not in the same score or kind of bracket. But so you're both from Aspire in Ryde, aren't you, the youth club over there? And I understand in 2 weeks' time, something very big is coming up. But it's not just what's, you know, we've got this festival coming up. You're the ones who have said, let's do it. You've organised it.
So is it right that you've done the banners, you've done the posters, you've got the bands, you've been really instrumental in getting this underway?
Yeah. Well, we just planned it in our group of young people. So it took quite a long time because we've been doing it about 6 months. But
that's amazing.
It is. Sorry,
I was just going to ask, what was the inspiration for doing it?
Well, we wanted to bring music to the community, like have live bands performing, have people, since it's a free event, everyone can come watch.
Absolutely. Free event. Brilliant. And just for our listeners, what time is it on?
It's 12 till 8.
And that's at Aspire Ryde.
Yeah.
So it's not... Do you want to give the address, just in case somebody doesn't know where that is?
It's Dover Street, isn't it, in
Ryde?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be a big night, you know. So what really impresses me is that you've reached out to all of these island artists and said, you know, would you like to do this? And look how many have you got coming along?
We've got quite a few. We've got two main bands. We've got two main headliners. And we've got quite a lot of youth bands performing as well.
Brilliant.
And ones from other places, like not just from Aspire youth bands.
That's incredible. I'm so, you know, I don't know you, but I'm really proud of your achievement. Absolutely incredible. So this is hopefully the start. Are you going to be doing something? Now you've had this sort of bite of it. Do you think, well, I'll take another bite of that and see what we can do next?
Yeah, maybe. We've had quite a lot of events at Aspire, but this is the first one run by the young people there.
And how did you find the process of that?
Well, it feels quite scary knowing that it's coming up in 2 weeks, but... I know it's quite fun to watch all the ideas develop, make everything comes together quite quickly.
It's got to be an immense sense of pride, especially there's going to be a lot of nerves on the night, but when it's over, you're going to think, we did that. That is something to put on your CVs, girls. I mean, it's something, you know, however, 15 and 16 years of age, there's not many other people I know of that age that can get something like this together, get headlining bands to come along. And, you know, it's just going to be an incredible evening.
So you've got Kindred Found, is that right?
Yeah.
And who else? Who
it's
else
not a Phase Mum. They're coming as well.
Oh, yeah,
brilliant.
Cool.
We play brilliant. Them on here quite
play
a lot.
Them on quite yeah. a bit, don't yeah. we? Yeah. And then you've got your own bands playing.
Yeah.
So how many of young people were involved in organising it? How many people? Because you're sort of representing them today, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's about 10 of us, approximately, I think.
Are they listening today? Because what I'd love you to do is, obviously, you were representing them. Could you just let us know who they are as well, please?
Who? Can you? We've got, obviously, me, Lydia, Liana, Tom, Harrison, Franklin, Aidan and Brandon.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Absolutely. And all sort of musicians and singers as well, or just organising?
The majority of them do play instruments, but they aren't in the band.
Yeah.
And you've got other things going on the day, so it's not just bands playing, is it? There are some workshops and things that people can access, is that right?
Yeah, we've got dance workshops and also, like, trying out an instrument workshops as well, so people can learn to be part of, like, the music industry as well.
Brilliant. It's no greater feeling, is there? No greater feeling than getting up on stage and singing to an audience, and in my case, having them stay.
Yeah, because Dave does quite a lot of songwriting and singing himself, and he's a bit of a talent. He won't say himself, but he's actually
very
much. Good. He writes some very good songs.
Thank you. Appreciate that. But, yeah, I'm sort of not 15 and 16 anymore, so I can't even remember that far back. I am so, so grateful for you to come in today and to let us know what's happening. So both of you, one at a time, give us a plug for 2 weeks' time. Plug the show.
Go on.
Well, it's on Saturday, the 28th of March, 2026, obviously. But it's from 12 till 8, so you can come along any time within that time. But with the main bands are performing later in the day.
Excellent. And why should people be there?
Because it is going to be a very fun event and it will bring the community closer together.
Excellent. And I think it's also a celebration of the island's youth as well.
Yeah.
So